Mishnayis Masechta Kedushin. Mishnah Aleph, Ho'isha Nikneis B'Shloisha Drochim. There are three ways that a man could buy like his wife, in other words, to make Kedushin. There are three different kinyonim, how a man can make his wife into an Arusa, which means to make Kedushin. After you make Kedushin, then you have to make a second kinyon called Nisuyin. So how do we make this first kinyon called Erusin? That's with three ways. The koines atzmo, she could acquire herself back, meaning to say, after she has kedushin, if she wants to break up with the husband, there are two ways that she could have her kinyan, she could come back to herself again. That's called the koines atzmo b'shtei drochim. It's two ways. We'll soon see. Now, nicknames, how are the first three ways that Anisha could become have kedushin? That's bekesef. If the husband gives her kesef, money, or else the Gemara says we'll soon see shava kesef. It could even be the worth of kesef. Like Bizman Azet today, usually we give a ring, which is considered shava kesef, the worth of kesef. Or else bishtar, you can make kedushin, writing up a shtar kedushin. Or else ubebiya, a husband living with his wife, l'shem kedushin, that also could make kedushin. And the Gemara dash and psukim to have for these three limudim. Now, the kesef, if you wanted to mekadesh your wife with money, like how much money do you have to give your wife? So Beshamai says, Beshamai Omrim bedinner, you have to at least give her a dinner, or else uveshav a dinner, the worth of a dinner, but not less, which is a quarter of a seller. And the Gemara gives different reasons why Beshamai says that a prut is not enough, but you have to go to a shav a dinner. However, Beis Hillel says, and we pass on like Beis Hillel, that the pruta, it's enough to give the smallest amount of money, which is called a pruta, or else uve shava pruta, the worth of a pruta. They give her a ring, or give her anything worth a shava pruta, the kedushin would be chal. Now, bekamhi pruta, how much is a pruta? That's echod mishmoina, 1/8, be iser hor italki, this coin iser, which is in the city italki. So 1/8 of that coin, that's called a pruta. So these are the three ways that an isha is niknis. Then the Mishnah says again, v'koines atzmo, she could acquire herself to become free again. That's beget. Either the husband gives her a get, or else uvemisa sabalim, when the husband dies, also she becomes freed. Hayivoma niknes bebiya. In the case of yivoma, mean to say, let's say her husband dies, but the husband has a brother that's alive, and they did not have any children. The first one, so there's a mitzvah yibum now for the brother that's alive to go be miyabim his brother's wife. So she could be niknes bebiya. That means if the yavim, if the brother lives with a bebiya, that's how he's koine midiraisa, she becomes his wife completely. And then the koine satzma, but let's say in a case where the yavim does not want to make yibum, or she does not want to have bebiya, then how could she become freed? The koine satzma bechalitza, that they have to make chalitza, taking off the shoe. He has to wear a shoe, the yavim, and she takes off the shoe and spits in front of him. She makes chalitza. Or else of the misas hayavim, the case where the yavim dies, says like kal v'chomer from Eishes Ish, when the husband dies, then also she becomes freed. Mishneh Beis, Eved Ivri nikne bekesev uveshtar. How could you be koine an Eved Ivri? That's if the master gives him money, buys him with kesev, or else with a shtar, you can write up a shtar to be koine an Eved Ivri. Then he has a loch of an Eved Ivri, that it works for you for 6 years, and then the master is allowed to give him a shivcha kananas to live with. The koine satzma, how does he become freed, this Eved Ivri? Either bashonim, after working for 6 years, or else uva yovel. If yovel comes out first, before the 6 years are up, he goes out free with yovel. Or else it would be geroying kesef by taking away from the money, meaning to say he could pay himself back. But let's say he was first sold for $600, and he's supposed to work for 6 years, it's like $100 a year. Let's say he already worked for 2 years, and now he pays back the master $400, so that he becomes free. That's called be geroying kesef, paying back the money. Now, Yisair Olav, Omohav Riya, like a Jewish a maid, that means an Omar of Riyah, a Jewish girl that's sold to be an Omar, she comes out freed with another way, not only with Shonim of Yobel, the growing Kesev, but also Shekoyne Satzma B'Simonim. When she becomes 12 years old and she has two Cyrus, that also is a freedom for her. She goes out freed. Now, Hanirtsa Let's say an Eved Ivri that works for 6 years and afterwards he wants to work longer, he does not want to go out, so he has to make, he has to become a Nirtza. That means they have to pierce a hole through his ear. So a Nirtza Nikna Britzi, how is he becoming now? With the Ritzi, they're piercing through the ear. The Koines Atzma B'Yovel, V'Misa Sodom, when does he go out free? He goes out free when Yovel comes. In other words, he cannot work more than 50 years like. He goes out free when Yovel comes. Or also B'Misa Sodom, when his master dies, also he goes out free, does not go down B'Yerusha to the master's children, but rather this Eved Ivri, even though it became a Nirtza, goes out free. Mishnah Gimel. Eved Kenani, what about an Eved Kenani that's Nikna Bekesev, a Jew could buy him by paying money for him, Bekesev? Or Vishtar writing up Vishtar also Vechazaka, making a Chazaka, Tilas Hashmishoi, when the Eved starts to work for you, that's a king in Chazaka. Because an Eved Kenani is doing with the Karka, and Karka we know is Nikna, but these three ways also, with Kesev, Shtar, and Chazaka. The Koine Satmaz, an Eved Kenani go out free, how is he Koine himself? Because he doesn't have any money himself, so somebody else pays for him to come out free. That's called Kesav Adecher. Other people pay for him, he could go out free. Or else, Uvishtar Ayidei Atzmai. Let's say the Eved receives a Shtar Shichra from his master, so also he goes out free. Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir, that an Eved Kenani has a yad, his own hand, to receive his own Shtar Shichra. However, V'chachomim Oymer Dechom say, you know, sometimes an Eved Kenani could have his own money. Somebody could have given the present, Damanash and the Rabbi Rishuzbo. So he could have his own money, and with his own money, he could free himself, buy himself out free. But the Chum hold of Vishtar Ede Acherim. But an Eved does not have his own yad to accomplish his own gift, because his yad is considered like yad Eved ki yad Rabbi. So the yad, the shtar, is not leaving the Rishus of the Yodon. Therefore, somebody else has to receive the shtar, like the Torah Shlichus, for the Eved. The money should belong to other people. And the Gemara comes out that this last lohlochir, obavad sheyakesim mishal acherim, is really a third man diyama. And this is really Rabbi Shimon Shita, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that he holds if an Eved Kenani wants to go out free, bein b'shtar, bein b'kesev, his koines atzma adei acherim. V'loy ayidei atzma, that the Eved himself cannot give his own money, because he doesn't have his own money, or else he cannot receive his own shtar, because his yad is kiyad rabbi. Rather, somebody else has to either receive the shtar for him, or else somebody else has to give the money to the master to redeem, to free the Eved Kenani. Mishnah Dalet. Behema gasa, a big behema, like a cow or an ox, niknes b'mesira. If you want to buy a behema gasa, so the master has to give you over the rein. That's called b'mesira. The bailam gives over, like the straps that you lead the animal with, to the kaina. That's the kinyan. The hadaka, a small animal though, like a sheep. Then b'hagbor, that's something that's wrong for people to pick up. So then the kaina has to make a maisa hagbor, pick it up. That's the kinyan. Hebrew Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. The Chomarm, the Chom say though, Behem Adak, a small behem like a sheep, is Niknas the Mashicha. If they hold that it's enough to make a Mashicha, just pull it to make it move towards you, that's also a kinyan for a Behem Adak. That's the Locha, that both the Behem Adak and a Behem Agasa is Niknas the Mashicha, if you just pull it. And the Koshkin, if you want to make Agbor is a better kinyan to pick it up, for sure, that also has a kinyan. Mishnah, hey, Nechosim Shiesh Lemachrayis, means property that has a guarantee on it, which means like karka, like ground, if you sell ground property, is Niknes Bekesev Uvishtar Avachazoka. That's the loch of karka. You could be kernel either if you pay for it through money, or else you make a Bishtar Mechir, or else you make a Chazoka that you start to work on it, or else you build a fence around it. What's going to be property of Shein LeMachrayis that does not have any guarantee on it? Meaning to say, regular metalklim, utensils, things that are movable. Then the locher is Einem Niknim Ela B'Mashicha. The Kinyan there is Mashicha. You have to pick it up, you have to move it, to drag it. That's the Kinyan Mashicha. But not Kesef, and not Shtar, not Chazoka. But if I'm Hagbo would also be a Kinyan. But it has to be a kinyan like Mashicha and not just Am Kesev. Biot Kesev is not kaina, at least Midrabbanan is not a kinyan Kesev on the Talit Lim, but rather it has to be a Mashicha. Now the Mishnah says, Nechosim Shein Lamachrayis, again that's movable utensils, is Niknim Im Nechosim Sheish Lamachrayis, you could be kind of them agav while you're being kind of karka. Like let's say Reuven is buying off Shimon, his property is karka, and also utensils on it. So to make a kinyan on the karka, automatically you're also kind of the metaltlim that are on it. Or nearby it, like we come out the maskani, you don't have to have agav, it does not have to be directly on top of the karka. As long as he's selling it to you both at the same time. So that's called this halacha of kinyan agav, that's called nechosim shein l'machrayis, niknin im nechosim shein l'machrayis, v'kesu v'shtar v'chazoka. The kinyan you make on the karka, on the property to buy, so that kinyan also helps that you be kind of the other metaltlim you want to sell along with it. And also the zaykakin, it drags along. Nechosim shein lamachrayis es hanechosim sheish lamachrayis li shov aleim, to have to swear on it. And we know the locher is that if I say I gave you three, let's say, jars of mine, and you say you only have two, so you're made a miksas, you have to make a shavua. But a shavua is only a metaltum, things that are movable and not on karka. Karka, we do not have to swear midiraisa. But let's say you have to swear to me for the movable things. Once you have to swear to me for that, that's called zekakin. Now I can drag along and make you also swear to me about karka matters. Like I said, I gave you two fields to watch, and you're only giving me back one, I want the other one. So like this, I can't make you swear on karka. But once I can make you swear upon the metaltlim, I can be zekakin, also drag along a shrua on the karka also. Mishnah Vov. Kol ha'naseh domim b'yachir. Anything that's made into money, value, for something else. So chivin shezocha zeh, as soon as he receives it, is neschayim zeh b'chalipa. The other one has to give back the exchange for it. In other words, it's like a kinyan chalipin. Let's say I want to buy a chair of you, and it's worth $100. So if I give you the $100, I'm not going to the chair until I make a mashicha. But let's say I'm not giving you $100, but instead of giving $100, I'm giving you something else. I'm giving you, let's say, a table. So as soon as I give you the table and you make the kinyan on the table, automatically I have kinyan chalipin, I'm carrying it back. Instead of that, the chair from you. Kate said, what would be a case like this? Hechlev shabapar, we make an exchange. I'm giving you my ox for your cow. Oichamor b'shom, I'm giving you my donkey for your ox. So we make an exchange like, so chivin shezoch is there, as soon as one of them make a kinyan on one way, so nischayiv zeh b'chalipa, automatically the other one has a kinyan on the other one. So I give you my shor, as soon as you make a kinyan on my ox, automatically I have a kinyan on your chamor, and therefore your chamor is in my rishus. That's called the kinyan chalipin. Now rishus ha-gavoya, how does the word rishus of something belonging to Hegdish? Is bikesef. You could be kind of with money, like if the gizbar gives away money to buy something, as long as they make kinyan kesev, hegdish is kind of it. A reshus hegdish b'chazak, mashenkin a hegdit, he's not kind of with kesev, but rather b'chazak, like we said before, mashicha, or else with other kinyan magbo. That's called reshus hegdit b'chazak. Amiros, like voy, if somebody just says, I want to give something over to hegdish, just with my amir alone, that's a locha ki misiros, like a misir le hegdit, that there'll be a kinyan kimisirosa lehedyit. That's called amira legvayi, the same halacha like you made a misira for hedyit. By a regular person, you have to make a kinyan misira, that's the kinyan. Here it's enough to make the kinyan amira is also good by hegdish. The fact you say you want to give something to hegdish, that makes a kinyan. Mishnah Zayin. Kol mitzvahs haben alo av, all mitzvahs that is mutl upon the father to do to his son, like Lamashra to make a bris milah on his son, to be proud of his son, or teach him son Torah, is these halachis are noshim chayav masoni yechiv upon the father to teach it to do to his son. But for noshim turas, the mother is potter from doing it to the son, the mother has lochiv to see the bris milah should be done on his son. And the opposite, well, let's say b'chol mitzvah so'av ala ben, all the mitzvahs that pertain to his son, that are on a son pertaining to his father, is that the son has a chiyu to mechaber his father, echor anoshim v'yechor noshim chiyopim, whether it's a son or whether it's a daughter, the daughter also has the same chiyu back to her parents. Like she also has a chiyu of kibbut avayim. V'chol mitzvah sasei shezman, gromi atom yev a mitzvah, it's a special time for that mitzvah to be done. So the klal is anoshim chiyopim men achayiv in that mitzvah, But for Noshim through with ladies are potter from that mitzvah. For in the more dashen zah from sukim, them with tefillin. For chol mitzvah saseish leyas man mitzvah saseish leyas man gromo. Then the klali is echod anoshim v'yech noshim with the men and with his ladies chayovim, they're both chayiv in the mitzvah. But the chol mitzvah loy sasei, every mitzvah loy sasei in the Torah. Bein shazman gromo, where there's a zman gromo to do this mitzvah loy sasei, like not to eat chametz on Pesach is only in Pesach. Bein shleya zman gromo, not to steal applies all the time. Still echad anoshim v'yech noshim chayovim. A man or a lady, both are mechuyev in all lambs at Torah. There's only chiluk and a mitzvah saseh. At the end, there's a difference in the mitzvah saseh. She's a man groma, she's a man groma. But by lois saseh, every one of them are mechuyev. Noshim are also mechuyev. Chutz excluded me about tashchis, not to destroy the peyah on your hair, like Anisha doesn't have that issa. Or about takiv, not to cut around. I mean, about tashchis means to destroying your beard, using a razor on your beard. That doesn't apply to a lady. Once for because partially they don't have a beard. And also about takiv, the issa cutting off your payas does not apply to a lady. About the tam alamesim, you have a bas koyin, even though a ben koyin, the koyin has an issa not to touch mason, not to become tamei, it only applies to zechorim, to bnei aron, and not to bnei saron. The girls of bas koyin is allowed to be metama lamesim. Mishneh ches. Hasmichois, that of being a korbin, that the bailim has to put his hands on top of the korbin, a korbanelo, other korbonis, or else via tnufois, that you have to lift up the korban by korban shlomim, let's say, that the bailim has to lift up, it says, as a chelev ala choze yivienu, and they lifted up the bailim and the koyin, or else via hagosh, is when you bring a mincha, and you have to bring closer towards the mizbeh, bringing closer, that's called hagosha, via kemitzois, that's when the koyin makes the kemitza, takes his handful out of the mincha, via ktoris, burning the ktoris, or else via malikos, you have a bird, a korban oif, that you have to make a malika kind of stick his thumb through it, or else via hazois, that you have to spritz the dam, agabi amizbeach, or else via kabolis, that's when you makabal the dam of a korban, is all these avoidas nahegis banoshim, v'loi banoshim, all these avoidas only given done by a kohen, by a man, and not beled, and not even a bas kohen. Anisha is possible to do these in yonim, smicha, tnufas, agoshes. Chutz excluding me mincha, soitu, v'nezira, Shein manifest, if Anisha becomes a Saita, she has to have a mincha brought. There, since she's the Bailim, she could be main if she has a mitzvah to pick it up. But then if she's in the zero, and she has to bring a korbin, then we say also she has to make a tenufa. But the other korbanas, even though Anisha brings it, there's no mitzvah tenufa by an Isha, only by a man. The Gemara Darshan is looking for this. Mishneh Tes, kol mitzvah she tluya baretz. Any mitzvah has to do with the chayvus aretz in Eretz Yisrael, like trumas and maisas, like a shichapeya, is then in the heges ela baretz pshitas. Only again in Eretz Yisrael, not a chutz laretz. Only things that grow in Eretz Yisrael. But a mitzvah sheinu tluya baretz doesn't apply upon the land of Eretz Yisrael, like tefillin tzitzis. The heges that applies bein baretz bein b'chutz laretz in Eretz Yisrael, and a chutz laretz it applies. Chutz menol excluding from the mitzvah orlo v'yakilayim. That Orla and Kalayim also apply in Chutzlaretz, even though something has to do with the ground, grows out of the ground, still it applies in Chutzlaretz. As an Issa Orla, the first 3 years of the fruit tree should not eat from it, even in Chutzlaretz. And no Adin, Kalayim also applies even in Chutzlaretz, which is Kalaya Kerim. If you have a vineyard, you can't plant other vegetables there. Reb Lezer says, Af Mina Chodesh, also the Issa Chodesh also. So the question was, you mean to say Af Menachod, you mean to say it's less, or you mean to say Lahat Lahatir? But as the Tzad to say, Issa Chodesh also applies even in Chutz Loretz, meaning to say anything that grows after Pesach, any type of wheat or type of the five grains, you're not allowed to eat from it until the next Pesach. That's the Issa Chodesh. So some say the sheet does even applies even in Chutz Loretz, and some say no, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. Mishneh Yud. Whoever does one mitzvah is matibulay min hashemayim. They give you oilam, they make it good for you, even in this world. They give you a long life. For noichel esaretz, you'll be yashin eretz. Pashto means oilam abo. For choshein oise mitzvah, did not do mitzvah, is not even one mitzvah. Ein matibulay, they did not make good for you in this world. If you won't have a long life, you won't be zeichet yashin.
So So the shal exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says sometimes this means that somebody has his scale is half and half. So that's an inyan that if he does this one more mitzvah, of course there are one mitzvah will be machmila kaschus, and then it'll be zeicher to call the toif. Now, kol sheyeshtem b'mikro, anybody knows chumish knows mikro, uva mishnah knows mishnayis, uva derech eretz, and he also acts with derech eretz, is levim heru chayt, he won't do chatoim so fast. Shenem the pasuk says, v'yachut ha-meshulishem heru yinotik, v'yavai these three in yonim, it won't be torn, it won't be ripped so fast, that string. The choshein, the person's not lebe mikro, not learning chumash, lebe mishnah, lebe mishnayis, lebe derecheres, not in the midas tevois, is einim in a yishuv, he's not from the yishuv, not from the people that are going to build up this world, it's not called yishuvai shaloylam. Yeah, up to perek sheni, mishnalev, ho ish mekadesh boyu v'shluchoy, a man has the right to marry his wife, whether he himself does it, or else the chishuz even v'shluchoy, he can make a shliach, that shluch shalom kemoisai, he can give a shliach the ring, and the shliach says, "Arei amakadeshes lemeshaleach," and then the meshaleach, the one that sent him, he is married. And the Mora says, if you can mekadesh to a shliach, what do you have to say? Boy for he himself. The Mora comes out. There are two answers. One is it's mitzvah boy yosim of shluchai. Whenever you can do the mitzvah yourself, there's a bigger inyan for you to do it rather than make it a shliach. And secondly, here there's even nisa. Because you are supposed to first see your wife before you marry her to make sure you're going to like her and not chas v'shalom be over the yisro v'haftar echa kamecha and come to hate her. Then the Mishnah says, "Uisha miskadeshes bo v'shlucha." The same thing, the wife. She also can be miskadeshes either herself, she herself receives the ring, or else she can make a shliach that the shliach receives the ring. And when her shliach receives the ring, then she's miskadeshes. And the same thing, it's a mitzvah bo yosim v'shlucha. Now, ish mekadesh es bitoy kishinara bo yuvishluchai. The father has the right to marry off his daughter, even though she's a nara. The chur, she's a ketana pshita. Even though she's a nara, still she's considered in his rishus, even though she's 12 years old already. And she has teisiris, as long as she's not a bageris yet, she's still rishus avi, and the father can marry her off. And the chiddush is, the husband also can make a shliach to marry you. The father can make a shliach to marry off his daughter. And the Gemara comes out to what then a shliach could also make a shliach. Now, what's going to be your email isha if the husband says to his future wife, "His kachli b'tomorrow zu, I want you to get married to me with this date." His kachli b'zu, then he says a second time to Loshen, "Get married to me with this one." So it's like he's saying a different loshin by each date. Therefore, the locher is im yesh biyachas miem shava pruto mekudeshes. If any one of these dates by itself is worth a shava pruto, so it's sort of like he gave that to her. That was the ma'isa kedushin. That was the kesef, the shava kesef, and therefore the kedushin is chal. But v'im lav, if neither of these dates are worth by itself a shava pruto, even though together they are worth a shava pruto, still the locher is ein mekudeshes. The Kedushin is not Chal, since he said a separate Lashon of Iskat Shali, and then he said again Iskat Shali, Mash Meish, tomorrow each date is a separate Ma'isa Kedushin. So if no date is worth a Sheva Pruta, there's no Ma'isa Kedushin here, therefore she's Ein Mekadeshes. What's going to be if the husband says, if the Baal says like this, Iskat Shali b'tomorrow Zu, and then he says, Uvezu, Uvezu, then, Im yesh shava pruta b'kulan mekudeshes. So between all of them together, it's worth a shava pruta. The kedushin is chal because it's like saying all of them together is one big ma'isa, one big kesef. But v'im lav, if all of them together is still not worth a shava pruta, then alachar is ein mekudeshes. Because that was the first mishnah we had that kedushin, the kesef, has to at least be worth a shava pruta. What's going to be hoy soy cheles rishoyna rishoyna? When the Baal gave the date to his wife, and said her amudeshes, she started to eat them. As he gave it to her, she started to eat them up. Achelas rishayna rishayna. Then the locher is ain't the mukadeshes, not mukadeshes. Ache biyachas mien sheva fruta. As even though he said a lashon of amudeshes li bezu uvezu uvezu, like he meant to make it into one big ma'isa kedushin, but since la ma'isa, she's eating them up, So each ma'isa has to be by itself a ma'isa kedushin, because once you add it up, it's over with already. It's like a milva, and you can't be mekadesh with a milva. So therefore, if any one of them is worth a shema pruta, when he gives it to her before she eats it up, then the kedushin is chal. But at the time he gives her each one of them, there's no shema pruta, just you want them to add up to be worth together, since they're not around, she's eating them up, therefore it's ain't not mekadeshes. Your Mishnah Beis. Hiskatshali because zesho yain. The Baal goes to his wife and says, I want you to get, I'll make kedushin. The kesef should be, the shava kesef should be, this cup of wine, kesef shoyayin. The nimtan, after she receives it, she looks inside and finds out, shel dvash, that it's from honey, not from wine. Or else the opposite of the way, shel dvash, he says, I'll marry you with a cup of wine, of honey. The nimtan shoyayin, it comes out to be wine. The dinah she ze shakesef, he says, I'll marry you with this coin, a silver coin. Venimsa Shozov comes out to be a gold coin. Or else the opposite way, Shozov, he said this is a gold coin. Venimsa Shakas comes out to be only a silver coin. Or else Amanashani Yosha, the husband says, I'll marry you, I'm a technician, I'm telling you, Amanas, that I'm a rich person. Venimsa comes out later, Venimsa Oni, he's only an Oni, he's a poor person. Or else the opposite, Oni, he says clearly I'm a poor person. Venimsa comes out, Osh, he's a rich person. Is Ainam Kadesh, in all these cases, Kedushin is not Chal, since he misled her. Similarly, we say she only had das and what he said, and now that it's not that way, Allah is Einot Mekodeshes. Rabbi Shimon says it depends. Emito l'shvach Mekodeshes. If the mistake that he made was for the better, then we say she is Mekodeshes. Like let's say he said, I'll marry you with a silver coin, and it came out to be a golden coin. Since a golden coin is worth more, that's l'shvach. So we say for sure she has das, even though she thought it was a silver coin. We say anan sadi, she's also nicha with the golden coin, and therefore it's like she had das for the gedushin. Therefore, the gedushin is chal. So in all these cases, whenever it's the switches for the better, the gedushin is chal. When the switches for the worse, then we say she didn't have das. The gedushin is not chal. Mishnah Gimel, al menashani koyin. Again, the Baal tells his wife, "I'm marrying you. I'm menashat am a koyin. V'nim tlevi comes out his own levi." Or else Levi says that he's a Kohen, but him to Kohen comes out that he's really a Kohen. Nosin, he says he's a Nosin, the Psul of a Nosin. Or there were Gerim, the Nesinim. Then him to Mamzer comes out to be a Mamzer, which is worse. Or else Mamzer, he said there's a Mamzer, but him to Nosin came out to be a Nosin. Or else Ben Ir, he says he's a person that came from the city. Then him to Ben Krach, he came from a Krach that's from the big towns, from the big cities, there's more shvach and more streets there, a ben krach. What about the opposite way? He said there's a ben krach, venimtsa ben ir, it comes out as only a person was born in a smaller city. Or else, amenashe basi korv lemerchatz, amenashe that my house where we're going to live in is close to the bathhouse. Venimtsa comes out later, that's really rochik, far away. Or else, rochik, he said that his house is far away from the bathhouse. Venimtsa korv, it comes out it was close. Or else, Amanas, Shieshli, Vas, Oishivcha, Gadelis. He's Amanas that I have a daughter. We also have a Shivcha. So the question, what does Gadelis mean, this maid? Well, it means Gadelis that she can make hair, she could braid the hair. Or does it mean to say she could, older, that she could take care of the house? The Einlan, it comes out later, we find out he does not have either a daughter or a Shivcha. Or else, Oyamanas, Shainla, he says, still, I do not have. And then we find out Vieshli does have. Or else Amanash, Shainli, Bono, Manasa do not have any children. Vieshli, later we find out he does have children, does have boys. Or Yamanash, Yeshli, Vienla, I do have and doesn't have. Vukulum, in all these places, Af, all these cases, Af, O P, Shomer, even though she says later, Belibi, Hoyolis, Kadish, Loi, Af, O P, Kane, that really in my mind, I had mind to get married to you, even though it's not true what you're telling me. Even though you're telling me you're rich, even though you're telling me you have children, and now it comes out you do not have. She says, Yishno, still I had asked to get married to you, still the lachar is ain't the Mekodeshes. The Kedushin is not Chal, because we call this Dvorim Sheblei, which is called ain't the Dvorim. We go bust what we hear, what we see. What we hear and what we see is he made a condition. So the Kedushin is only Chal if this condition is true. And if it's not true, the Kedushin is not Chal. And then the Mishnah ends off, V'chein hi shetasoi. The same thing could be if she fooled him. Like she said she was Leviyah, or else she said she was Kahanis, and it got switched around, the same halachas. We hold what? It'll be Eino Mekudeshes.
Mishneh Dalet. Ho'imel Shluchay. If the Baal says to a Shliach, say the Kaddish Leisha Plainis, I want you to marry me, such a wife. She says the name of the lady. The Mokim Plaini, right now she's in L.A. For Olach Bekitch B'mokim Acha. The Shliach went to Mekadesh in San Francisco in a different place. Loch was Eino Mekudeshes. Because they say the Baal was Makbidi B'davka wanted the Kedushin to take place in L.A. And the Svaras, because he knows people there, and they'll talk nice about him there. So it was Makbid B'davka in that Mokim. What's going to be if the Baal says, Harehi B'mokim Plaini, Shno, she is in L.A. right now. But not that you have to marry her there. He's only telling her where she is. The Kitchev B'mokim Acha, and he went and married her in another place. Then, Harei Zomukadesh the Kedushin Ischal, because here we do not say the Baal was Makbid. He's only just notifying him, telling the Shliach where to look, where to find the Kala.
Mishneh Hei. HaMekadesh Eshe'isha Amana She'eno Le'Nedorim.
If a man marries his wife, but he makes a condition with her that she has no Nedorim, she did not make any Nedorim, she did not also for anything, she did not make Nedorim before the Chasna. V'nimtso Le'Nedorim, and then later the husband finds that yes, she does have Nedorim. The locher is Eina Mekudeshes. That's a makiv. The Tanai is Mavato the Kedushin. The Kedushin is not Chal. What's going to be Konsostam? Let's say after the Kedushin, the Baal made Nisuyin live with her. And at that time, he did not speak out any Tanoim. He was Konsostam. For him to learn the Dorm, and then later before, and yes, she still has the Dorm on her. The locher is Teitzesh Tobik Suba. Yet, meaning to say that here he has to give her a get. Because since he was Konsa, he was Boilostam. So we say he was Meichel on the first Tanai, and therefore we have to be afraid he was Boil L'Shem Kedushin, and therefore Kedushin is Chal, and therefore he has to give her a get. However, Negeah to a Ksuba, if he does give her a get, he would not have to pay the Ksuba. But Negeah to the moment, he has the right to say, Amoitzim Chaver Olavarai, you know I was not Meichel the Tanai, and therefore I do not have to pay you the Ksuba. Well, what's going to be Al Menas Shein Vomumen? He's Mekarasher on the Tanai that she doesn't have any blemishes on her. We find she does have a mum. Is Einam Kadeshes, Dushin is bottle. What's going to be again, Konso Stam, he makes Nisuin with, he lives with her. Stam without speaking out any conditions, even though he spoke it out to Shas Kedushin. And then later we find, yes, she does have these blemishes on her body. So again, the same aloha, Teitesh Labik Suba, that if he wants to get rid of her, he has to give her a get, because we have to be afraid that maybe the Kedushin was Chal, because he was boiled Hashem Kedushin. But the Maestri doesn't have to pay you the ksuv, because that we say Maestri Mechaveri all over Raya. V'chol ha-mumen ha-poislam b'kahanim, poislam b'noshim. Any mum that makes a kohen possible to do the avodah, who would then a Baal has the right to say, I never meant to marry you with such a mum.
Mishnevov, ha-mekadish shtei noshim b'shava pruta.
He's mekadish two wives with a shava pruta. Or Yish Achas, the popular Shavu Pruta, else he marries one wife without a left, with the ring is worth less than Shavu Pruta. So Afal Pisha Shalach Sablonis Liacha Mikan, even though he sends a present later that's worth more than a Pruta, still Einim Kedushes. The Kedushin is not Chal. Say Shemachmas Kedushin or Rishenim Shalach, because he sent the present later in mind that he is already married to her. So he thought the Kedushin was the first Maisa. And since that first Maisa was not worth a Shavu Pruta, in the first case for both of them, and second even for one of them, therefore the Kedushin is not Chal. V'chein Kotin Shekid, the same thing if a Kotin marries a wife, that the Kedushin is not Chal, even though later when he comes a Godel, he sends her a present, still we say he's sending her to Amnas, the first Kedushin, and the first Kedushin is not Chal, therefore she's Einam Kedeshes. Mishnah Zayin, HaMekadish Isha Bita, man marries a wife and her daughter. She had a daughter from a different husband. He marries a wife and her sister together. So, and you can't do that. They're in Erev. You can't have Kedushin to both of them. The Lachar is Einim Kedeshes. Neither of them is Chal. Thing to do them both Babasachas. We pass Kankol Shein the Bezech Hazer. Afilu Babasachas Einu. Therefore, both are not Chal. Omaiser, once up in the case, the Chomish Noshim with five ladies. And Uvehen Shtei Achoyis, in the middle of these five ladies, two of them were two sisters. What happened was, Velikat Echot Kukola Shefenim, a man went down and gathered together a basket full of dates, of figs, Vishalen Hoyis, that belonged to these five ladies, but Vishal Shriya Soyis, there was Shemitah, so it was like Hefka. So the Baal had a right to take it, and now it belongs to the Baal.
Suyom, and he said to these five ladies, I want all five of you to be married to me with this one basket of figs, and it was worth more than five sure fruits. And one of the five ladies accepted it, Peshlichus, four or five ladies. So what's the law of Yonachom? The Chom say, Einu Achois Mekudeshes. The other three ladies you're married to. Just these two sisters, that's the law. Since they're married to you, you cannot fish on both of them. So you say both of them are Einu Mekudeshes, they're not married to you. Yemishneches. Hamekadish Bechokoi. If a Kohen wants to be Mekadish his wife, with the portion that he receives from the Korbonis. So, Bein Kodesh Kodoshim, whether that's a Techatis or an Oshim, that the Kohen receives the Boset, eat from it, or else Bein Kodesh Kalim, whether it's a Shlomim, that the Kalim get their Chelek, the Chazor, the Shoik, is Einu Mekadeshes, Kedushin is not Chal, because this is not called Momem Shokhanim, but rather the Zeicher this from the Shulchan Gevoya, and they only have a Chus to eat it, that's all, but it's not really theirs, with it. The Maisa Sheni, let's say a person, even a regular Israel, wants to Mekadesh his wife with Maisa Sheni, which the loch of Maisa Sheni is you're only allowed to eat it inside Yerushalayim, and Pashid now you're outside Yerushalayim. The loch is Bein B'Shoik Yubein B'Mezid, whether she knows or you know that it is Maisa Sheni, or whether you don't know you're a Shoik, you thought it's regular Peiris. The loch is like Kiddush, still the Kedushin is not Chal. Tivur Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds that Maise Sheni is also considered Mamun Gavoya. It's not your own Mamun, so again, it's only a schus you have to eat it. But really, it's Mamun Gavoya, therefore, it's Einu Mekadeshes. Rabbi Yudem, Rabbi Yudem holds know that Maise Sheni is not called Mamun Gavoya, it's called Mamun Hedya, it belongs to you. And therefore, Rabbi Yudem holds Vishaygig Lekiddish. If she doesn't realize that Maise Sheni, she's not Mekadesh because she doesn't have doubt for this. She thinks she's receiving something that she could eat right here, but if she would know she has to go to Yerushalayim, maybe she wouldn't be Mekabalit, therefore it's Einu Mekadeshes. But the Mezav, they both know that it's Maaseh Sheni, then Kiddush, because the Maaseh, it's Mamun Hedyut, it belongs to you, and you're not fooling her, therefore the Kedushin is Chal. Well, the Hegdish, let's say the Mekadesh your wife, with money that belongs to Hegdish, belongs to the Bede Kabayis, so then the Mezav Kiddush, if you do it, the Mezav, they both know about it, the Kedushin is Chal, raise them Kedushin. Because Pasha the Pshat is once you're amazed, you're more behagdish to Tiyatza l'chudun, and then it's called you're giving your Shabbat fruit is worth. But if Vishaygi, they don't realize that it's hegdish, then it's not Tiyatza l'chudun, and therefore, like Kiddush, Kiddush is not Chal, it's not your money. Give Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that Vishaygi Kiddush, he ought to know, if Yav Hanor from Moyes of Hegdish Vishaygi, that's when you're over the Yisamila. And then it's Yotze L'chulun, so therefore the Kedushin is Chal. But the Mezid, if you know what you're doing, then the Lachar is like Kiddush, because there's no Yisamila, then you're not, it's not Yotze L'chulun. And therefore it's Mom Gavoya, therefore the Kedushin is not Chal. L'maisa, by Maisa Shein, the Pasma of Rabbi Meir, and by Hegdish, the Pasma like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishneh Tes, HaMekadish Bo'Orla, somebody wants to marry his wife with Peiris of Orla, means the first 3 years that's growing, that's also Bano, Rels of a Klai, a Kermi of a Klai, and growing in the vineyard, it's also Bano. The Shur HaNiski, you have a Shur that killed the person, that's Chal. The Bezen Pasen is Chai, it's Kiel, it's also Bano. Over Yegla, Rufa, found a mace outside the city, it's also being an eagle and chop off its head, it's also Bano. The Tipurim, it's Thurim, it's Thurim, after bringing Tipurim, that if one flies away, it's also Bano. It's Machloikas, whether it's the Shut, it's also Bano, both of them. Over Sar, Hanozir, when a nozer cuts off his hair, the loch is supposed to burn under the dud. It's also banom, the petach hamor, where they were not poydirut b'seh, so din is barafta, you have to chop off his head. It's also banom, or the boss of the cholov, where you cooked up milk and meat together, or else of the chulun, you have regular beimash, and ishkato be'azor, they made a shkita in the azor, it's also banom. All these cases, ain't them a kodesh, if you're in the kodesh, your wife, for one of these things, it's Einu Mekadeshes because it's also Bano, it has no show, it's not worth a show of Ruta. What's going to be Mokhu when you sold these things? You did an Issa. But when you receive the money now is also is Mutta Bano. And therefore, the Kiddush B'Dimei, you Mekadesh your wife with the money so that you sold it for, then Mekadeshes, because that is Mutta Bano. Mishneh Yud, Ha Mekadesh B'Trumois, Ova Maisvers of Matonis, Ova Meichatis of Eifachatis, Ha Reizim Mekadeshes, Rafibu Yisrael. Tapasha truma here means truma gedola, or also truma smaisa is given to a kohen, over maisa that smaisa rishon is given to the levi, or also maisa roni, over matonois that the zroev lechiyayim v'keva is given to a kohen, over mechates or also the eifa chates, the eifa the burning of the paraduma, as a raised the kadeshes. The kedushin over here is chal, and even though you're regularly Israel, there's not only a kohen it's muta banofim. But even by Yisroel, the Tosa Barnova, a co-partner with worth money, since it's worth money to encourage your wife with it, it's called the Gerber Shavapruta, therefore the Kedushin is Chal. The Perek Shalishi, Mishnah Ho'im Melech Averoi, Reuven tells his Chaver, say the Kaddish Lisha Plainus, Reuven made Shimon a Shliach to be Mekaddish for him, a wife. For Olach and Shimon goes, the Shliach goes, the Kishali Atzmi gives her his own money, and he says, the Reuven Kedesh Shli, the loch is midirais, it's mekudeshes. The Lord just says he's doing a ramoy, he's a trick. But our koponim is kedushin eschal because she was mafkum to get married to the shliach. So chayin the same thing, Raim Elisha, Reuben says to his wife, Hare at mekudeshes li liachas shloishim yom. I want to get married to you in the kedushin of the first michal after 30 days. And therefore, up until 30 days, you're not married to her. And therefore, bo acha v'kitsha b'tach shloishim yom. If somebody else comes and marries her within these 30 days, she's married to the second one, his kedushin was chal first, and therefore the first one cannot be chal. Bas Yisrael l'kohen, if she's the Bas Yisrael got married to l'kohen, teicha b'truma, she's allowed to eat truma. What's going to be me'asso l'achas tashim? Somebody says, I want to marry you now, until after 30 days. So like after 30 days, it's chal l'mafreya from me'achas. Now, we'll bo'acha b'kitchim tashar from yem, somebody else comes and marries her within these 30 days. M'kodeshes b'enim kodeshes. She's married and she's not married. And therefore, Bas Kohen L'Kohen, Bas Yisroel is married to a Kohen, she cannot eat because she's not Vadi married to her husband. Or Bas Kohen L'Yisroel is also L'Techa V'Truma, you have to go to Chumra, maybe she's married. And therefore, Bas Kohen that got married to Yisroel, she cannot eat a Truma. And the Gemara says, the suffix is, what does this Lashon of Miyachshav mean? When you said Miyachshav L'Yachash L'Yashim Yoim, is it a Tanai? Kloima, they mean to say, that if we don't retract within Lamed Yom, then Kedushin should be Chal Miyachshav from the Zman, the first Kedushin, and then the Kedushin, the second one's Kedushin is not Mekudeshes, or maybe no, maybe meant to be Chayzer. If to say you only want the Kedushin to be Chal Miyachshav Shloshim Yom, not now, and therefore the second one's Kedushin would be Chal, therefore it's a suffix when exactly Kedushin is Chal. And therefore we go to Churma to say in both cases they cannot eat the Truma. Mishnah Bay. So in the Lisha, somebody says to his wife, Harayat Mekudeshes Lisha, be married to me, Almanas on the condition, Shetin Loch Mosayim Zuz, that I will give you $200. So Loch is a raise of Mekudeshes, Kedushin is Chal right now, but who Yitain, but he has to give it. In other words, when he's Mekayim is Tnai later, then it comes out to Mafreyi with Chal Meyachshav. What's going to be said clearly, Almanas, Shetin Locho Mikan Vashloshim Yoim, I'm making Kedushin on a condition, that I will give it to you the money from now to 30 days. So then, no son lo b'tel shloishim, if he gives her the money within these 30 days, then mekudeshes. If he doesn't, then any mekudeshes, the condition is not chal. But the condition was, he has to give it to her within 30 days. Menash yesh to Mitzrayim Zuz, he says, I'll marry you on condition that I own $200. Harez them mekudeshes v'yesh to, the condition is chal, but v'yesh to, he has to have the money. Menash on the condition, she'erech Mitzrayim Zuz, that I will show you 200 Zuz. I raise them Gudesh, the Gudush Nishal, the Yarwalon, and he has to show it to her. Now, as long as he shows her that he owns $200, so then the Gudush Nishal from right now. The Yimhero Allah Shukhan, let's see, shows it to her on the table. Ainim Gudesh, that's not good. Now, as he was a Shukhani and money exchanger, and he showed her $200 that didn't belong to him, that's Ainim Gudesh. About he meant to say that he owns $200 and to show it to her. Mishnah Gimel. Amanash Yeshli Beis Kurofer. He says, I marry Amanash, the condition that I own this much amount of property of Karka, Beis Kur, that's 75,000 Amos squared. So, if he has it, a raisin with that, just Yeshloi. It's right that he has it, the condition is Chal. If he says another condition, Amanash Yeshli Bemot complaining, I own Karka in this place, let's say in LA, I own property. Then Yeshua B'Yeshua Mekim, if he owns property in that place, then Mekudeshes. The Yimlav is not any Mekudeshes. Almanas, he makes the condition, She'erech, a base kur, offer that I will show you a base kur, this type of land,
Harazim with the attribution to his car right now, but the Arena, he has to show it again, means to say that he owns it. The inherit a dick, if he shows her in a dick in a valley, ain't a Mekadeshes. In other words, if he shows the land that doesn't belong to him, that's not good. The petition was that he owns the land. Mishnah Dalit. Rabbi Meir Amar Meir says, Kol Tanai, Shena Tanai, Bnei God of Bnei Reuben. Anytime a person makes a condition, and it's not the same type of a condition, like it was brought down in the Chumash by Bnei God of Bnei Reuben, like when they wanted to keep the Abraham Yarden, so Moshe Beinu made a Tanai with them that they go into a stall and fight and conquer, and then they go back and live in their land. So if it's not like that, any Tanai, it's not considered a Tanai. Remember, the Apostle says, V'yena Moshe Leim, Moshe said to Bnei God of Bnei Reuben, in Yavru Bnei God of Bnei Reuben, if you will go over to fight, or if it says, V'yim lo Yavru, if you will not go over and fight, you will not get it. In other words, there has to be a Tanai Kofel. You have to speak out both ways, that if I give you $200, then the Gushin would be Chal. And if I do not give it to you, it will not be chal. You have to speak it out both ways, then the condition is good. This is the Gezeras HaKosev, so the Pais always speaks out, without the Gezeras HaKosev Tanai, you cannot be Mavatl HaMaisim altogether. So now that we learn that, you could be Mavatl, but Kol Ponim, it has to be like the Bnei God or Bnei Reuben. It has to be a Tanai Kofel. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Oiner, Sorach HaYadov Omroi, it had to be said over, because if Shemola came, if not for this, Yeshua Mashma would have been Mashma, would have understood from that Lashin, Shafilu Be'er Tkanan Loyin Cholu. They would not even Yashin in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the Chananya ben Gamliel is arguing on Ramey and says, you can learn out from here that you need a Tanai Kofel. That the reason why the Torah had to say it out both ways, because otherwise you would have made a mistake to think that if they did not go to Eretz Yisrael and fight, they would not only want to get the Yerushin Evranor, but they won't even get the Yerushin Eretz Yisrael itself. And Eretz Canaan, and that's not true. If they wouldn't have went over, they wouldn't have got special there, but they would have received an Eretz Canaan. Therefore, here they had to speak out of Tanai Kofel. If it could be all over, you do not need a Tanai Kofel. However, the Lachi is like Rabbi Meir. Mishnah, Hamekadish Hashisha, somebody marries his wife, the Yom, and he says to her, Kisavra Yisi Shi Kanef, I thought that she was a Kanef. And he says this after the Kedushin. The Shas Kedushin did not speak of anything, he only speaks this out later. And what happened was, by Rehi Levia, she's not a Kanef, she's only a Levia. But also the opposite way, he says he thought that she was a Levia, by Rehi Kanef. But also I knew he thought that she was poor, by Rehi Asira, she's rich. But also the opposite way, Asira, she thought she was rich, by Rehi Nenia, she's poor. So in all these cases, are raised in the Kadeshah. The nation lay he passed her, she did not fool him, they did not speak this out before the Kedushin. Therefore, whatever he thought in his mind is fit of Devorim Shabalei, that's not called Devorim. What's going to be the Hoayim Elisha, he says to his wife, and Rayat Mekadeshes Li, Le'yachash is Gai, you should be married to me after I become a Ger, so that right now the man is a Gai.
All right, let's turn over to the one on the other side.
What's going to be the Hoayim Elisha, he says to his wife, and Rayat Mekadeshes Li, Le'yachash is Gai, you should be married to me after I become a Ger, so that right now the man is a Gai, and he plans to become a Jew, so he's making a Ma'aseh Kedusha now to be Chaf later, after he becomes a Ger, or Le'yachash is Gairi. Rose of a Jew says to a Shiksalai, to a Goya, I'm making Kedusha with you now, and she be Chal after you become a Giyaris. Rose, Le'yachash is Tacher, the person right now is Nevet Kenani. He makes Kedushin right now, Nasha should be Chaleda. Because right now, when he's never, when they're regarded, he cannot make a Ma'aseh Kedushin. Or Liacha Shetish Tachari, he says to a Shivcha Kananis, I'm getting married to you, when it should be Chal, after you become freed. Or else, Liacha Shiyomis Balech, you go to a married lady, and you tell her, I want to marry you now, the Kedushin should be Chal, after your husband dies. Or Liacha Shetomas Achasich, or else you go to your wife's sister, and you tell her, I want to marry you, and the Kedushin should be Chal, after his wife dies. Or else Yachas Shiachas Loch Yibomach, after Yibom makes Chalitza. And all these cases ain't in Kedeshes, because right now it's considered Domashlo Bal Yolam. Since right now you're not about Kedushin, you cannot make a Ma'aseh Kedushin to be Chal for later. V'chein, the same thing, Goyim L'chaver, say to your friend, Im Yold Ishcha Nekeve, if your wife gives birth to a girl, Harayim Kedeshes Li, she should be married to me, is ain't in Kedeshes, because right now it's an Uber, it's not alive, it's not a Ba'as Kedushin. Let's say your friend's wife was pregnant. We could tell that she's pregnant. Nikar, then Dvar of Kayam. That's already called the Dover Shaboilam, and then the Kedushin could be Chal. If she gives birth to a girl, then Taki, you are married to her. Mishnah Vav. Hoy Melisha, somebody says to his wife, Haret's future wife, Harei Yam Gudeshes Li Yam Nasha Dabra Lech Leshulten. I want to get, I'm getting married to you, and on condition that I will speak to the governor for you, to make it good for you. V'esse Imoch Kepoyel. Or else he says, on condition that I will work for you like a worker. Dibra Lech Leshulten. So then if he does talk to the governor for her, V'yosim HaKepel, and does work for her for a day, then M'kodesh, Kedush Nischal, V'yimlav, if he does not work or talk, and M'kodesh, since he made this for a condition. Amanash Yirtzav, he says, listen, I'm marrying you now, Amanash, that your father is happy with this condition, then we have to see later, Rotzav, M'kodesh, the father is Nichal, Kedush Nischal, V'yimlav, if he's not happy, and M'kodesh. May Salah say the father dies, you didn't get a chance to ask him. Harez M'kodesh, then Manastam, we said the Kedush Nischal, because the father can't be moicher anymore, therefore the gdushin is chal. He can't reject. Meisa ben, let's say the son dies. Lamden es av loy meshen roitzer. The son dies, and now it's a child. Does he have to have yibum or not? Does his wife have to have yibum? So in this case, we tell the father, say you moicher, you do not want the gdushin. Therefore, gdushin is not chal amafrei, and therefore there's no mitzvahs yibum. Mishneh Zayin. Ki dashti yes biti. The father says, I married off my daughter. I was mekabel the gdushin. But I'm not sure who the chosim was who I married her to. Well, if somebody comes down to Yom and says, Ani Kadashti, I married her, Nemo, we believe him. Because she's chuchsa to be married anyway, so therefore it's only Gila Milsa, we believe even in Neidechot. Ze'oma, this one says, Ani Kadashti, Ze'oma, Ani Kadashti, two men come, each one says he married her. Shneim, nice and get, both of them have to give her a get now. Fimrotz Echad, nice and get, if you want, one of them gives her a get. And the other one can be married to her, or like make a new Maaseh Kedushin, so Mamona Shach is mutter to her. Mishnah Ches, Kidashti es biti, the father says, I married off my daughter. Kidashtiya v'gerashtiya kishikatana. I married her and I received a get when she's a katana. Varei katana, she's still a katana right now. Lachos Neman, we leave the father. What's going to be if the father says, Kidashtiya, I married her off, v'gerashtiya, and I received a get, kishikatana? Right now she's a gedolah, and then we do not leave the father. In other words, the father is not neman to paslo to kuna to say that she's a gerusha right now. Since she's not anymore b'rishus savi, she's a gedolah, she's a begeris. The father is not neman. What's going to be nishbei so padisiho that the father says my daughter was captured by the goyim and I redeemed her. Ben shikatana, whether she's a ketana, ben shikadolah, ain't a neman. We don't believe him. Again, to paslo lakuna. Because if she was captured, we have to be afraid maybe the goyim live with her, and then she's also to a kohen. So we don't believe the father. Mi shama b'shas misa, somebody said right before he died, that yeshli bonim, I have children, neman, he's believed. As if to say there's no mitzvah yibum. But he says, yeshli yachem, I have brothers to make a mitzvah yibum, and neman, that we don't believe him. Because she's becheskes not to have yibum, so we don't believe not to change him becheskoso. Hamekadish has beat his stam, somebody marries off his daughter stam. So I want to marry off my daughter, Stam. So we say you meant either Ketan or the Nara, but not a Begeris, because you don't have right to marry her off. Mishneh Tes. Mishi Eishloi Shtei Kitei Bonus. Someone has two pairs of daughters. Mishtei Noshim, two wives. Like he has an older one and a younger one from one wife, and from the other wife also a younger and older one. The Yom says like this, Kidashti Yesbite, though I want to marry off my older daughter. Now, V'en Yedei, we're not sure what he meant to say in G'dilash, if there was the oldest one from the older wife, or G'dilash V'tanah, saw the older one from the younger wife, or G'tanash V'dilash, or else the younger one from the older wife, which is still older than the other pair of daughters. That's from one wife he has a girl, 12 and 10. And from the next wife he has a girl, 8 and 6. So even the girl now, 10, she's still older than the other two. So Lachar is cool Nasurus. All of these are also, we don't know which one he meant. Chutz menaktana shabaktanas, Achzunin, the youngest daughter, that for sure is not Bechlal, a Gedolah, and therefore she is not married. But the other ones is a Sophist. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yaisir, Rabbi Yaisir says, Kula mutaris, no, they're all muta. Chutz menaktanas shabaktanas. Except the oldest of the oldest, like he says, a Gedolah, and it's not meant to say clearly the oldest of the oldest. What's going to be Kidash to Yes Biti Yaktana? Father says, I want to marry off my younger daughter. Again, V'en Yedei, we're not sure which one he meant. Im Ketana Shevetana, the youngest of the youngest. Or Ketana Shevetana, was the younger of the older two. Or Gedela Shevetana, was the older of the younger one. She, which she is, Ketana Menaktana Shevetana. She is younger than the two older daughters. Alochris Kulum Asuras, all of them are Osa. Chutzman Agdala Shemudel Zibur Rabbi Meir, excluding the oldest of the oldest, like that we know for sure is not Bechlal, but all the other ones are Bechlal, the Safik of the Ketana. Rabbi Yaisi says, Kulu Mutaris, they're all Mutar. Chutzman Agdala Shemutanis. Chutz the youngest of the youngest, the same as Thomas, that's what the father meant to say, the youngest of the youngest. That's a clear Ketana. Mishnah Yud. Hoim Elisha, somebody says to his wife, Kidash Tich, that I married you, he says in front of Shnei Edim, that I married you in front of Tuedim, my Tuedim went from Dina Sayyam. Via Mereshi says, like Kidash Tani, no, you never married her, I'm not married to you, she's Machish. So we don't know, they come to town now. So who also the Krovis say, he the Baal is also to marry her Krovim, he can't marry her sister or her mother, because he says that he was married to her. But she muteras the kreva. She is mutiga married his kreven. She says she's not neman, so therefore she was not married to him, and therefore she's neman on herself, and therefore she's allowed to get married to his relatives. What's going to be here, Mary? She says now, kidash tani, I was married to you. But the Baal says no, like kidash tani, you did not marry me. I did not marry you. So the opposite way, who muteras the kreva? Say he's allowed to get married to a sister, to a mother. But she is Asur B'Krevo, she's also going to marry his Kraven. What's going to be Kidash Tich? He says he married her. Via Mary, she says, like Kidash to Elabit, you didn't marry me, you married my daughter. The Locher is who also B'Krevo's Gdela. The Baal that says he married her is also to marry her Kraven. But he's mutter to the daughter's Kraven. Ugdela Mutaris B'Krevo. But the Gdela is mutter to marry his Kraven because she says she didn't get married to him. Who mut the krov ktan? He's mut to get married to the kraven of this ktano, but ktan and ktano muteris the krov of the ktano is also muta in the kraven of the baal because the ktano did not say she got married. It's only the mother that says that the ktano got married, not the ktano itself. Therefore, she's not also. Mishnah Yud Aleph, kidashti es bitech. The baal says I married off your daughter. Kidashti es bitech. Via Mary, she says, Loiki Dashto Eloisi, no, you did not marry my younger daughter, my daughter, but you married me. So, who also the Krevas Ketana? The Baal that says he got married to the Ketana, to the daughter, he's also in her Krevim. Uktana Muteras the Krevov, and the Ketana is Mut in his Krevim, because the Ketana is not saying that she got married to him. Who Mut the Krevas Gdelis? He's Mut to marry the Krevim of the Gdelis, the older one. Because he did not say he married her. But the girl that says, yes, she married him, she's also his craving. But this is the klal, shavi nashach tichad yisura, that when you say upon yourself, the chumra, you neman upon yourself, but you're not neman on somebody else. These are all called dvorim shebe'erev over here, that you need two eidim. One eid is not neman. Therefore, you're not neman. Mishnah Yud Beis. Kol mokim sheyesh kedushin v'yein aveira. At the time, there's a Kedushin, and Ish is Mekadosh's wife, and there's no Aveira around. So Locher is, HaVlad Helech Acher HaZocher. The Vlad, the child, has the same Melocher like his father. Like the Pasuk says, L'mishpichoy Seim L'beis HaVoysom. Like the Mishnah says, V'yezu, what does that mean to say? Zukahanes Levi of Yisraelis. Shenisu L'koinu Leibu L'Yisrael. That the Zocher goes after the father. If the father is a Kayin, even though the mother is Levi or Yisraelis, the son is also a Kayin. The father is a Levi or Yisrael, whatever the father is, that Yichus goes down to the son. Now, what's going to be Bechol Mokim Sheyesh Kedushin? Anytime the Kedushin is Chal, but Vyesh Averin is never involved with this Kedushin. So that means it's a Chai Vilavin, that the Kedushin is Chal. So then the Locher is Havlad Hulach Achara Pagam. That the Vlad, the child, takes over the Pagam of the two parents, whichever one has it. And what is a case like this? The Mishnah explains. V'yeza, what is this case? Ze almona l'kohen godol. If a kohen godol marries in an almona, which is a lav atayra, so locher is this kid, if they have a son, is also a cholol, and he's posel l'kuna. Apostle says, lo yichal zaroi. The same thing, a gerusha b'chalutz l'kohen hegit. Even a regular kohen is not allowed to marry a gerusha. Or else a chalutz is only midrabon, it's a gzeirah, it's a grusha, but in both there it is called kedushin with an avera. So the son also has the psul, is called a cholol. A mamzeres, or what then if she's a girl, should be called a chalolo. Mamzeres on the sinil Yisrael, if the isha is a mamzeres, that she gets married to a regular Ben Yisrael, so it's a lav involved, not allowed to marry them. Pasas lo yovi mamzer kala Hashem gamdor asiri, and Nosin has the same halacha like a mamzer. I mean, the rabbanim is a lav not to get married to them. The same thing, a mamzer is also a lav not to get married. But still, if they do get married, the kedushin is chal. But that's what our Mishnah says. That the havlah, the soilachacha pekam, the son is also called a mamzer. Now the Mishnah writes, what's the opposite way? Bas Yisrael, the mother was kosher, but she got married la mamzlo nosin, would be the same thing that the son or the girl they have has a locho of a mamzer or a nosin. That's called kol mokim sheyesh kedushin v'yesh averus, and havlah, the kid or the boy or the girl goes after the psul of either one of the parents. Then the Mishnah goes on, V'chol mi she'ein lo olav kedushin. But sometimes you get married, but the kedushin is not chal. We'll soon see the case. V'yesh lo al acherim kedushin. But the lady is a bas kedushin, just you, she can't have kedushin. This is the case of chai v'krisis. Let's say to your sister, to your mother, you cannot make kedushin with them, but they could get married to somebody else. So in this case, havlad mamzer. If they live together, a brother and a sister, so the kid becomes a mamzer. Zed, the Mishnah says, Abo lachas mikol aroyah shabbatar, in case you live with any isha that's an erver to you, a chai decreases to you, so the lochri is, the gedushin is not chal, but the kid you have is called a mamzer. For chol mi shein lo loy alo v'loy alacherim kedushin, let's in the case of a shivcho or a goy that has no kedushin, not only with you, but with nobody else. So here the case is, avlad kemoiso. The Vlad has the same halacha like the mother. V'yezer, what's the case? This is the Vlad Shivcha v'nochris. If a Ben Yisrael marries a Goya, or marries a Shivcha, so halacha is the son goes, the Yichus is not after the father, but after the mother, the son has halacha like a Goya or like a Shivcha. And all these things, the Gemara dashens from Sukkim. Mishnah Yud Gimel, Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Tarfin says, Yecholin mamzerim li toher. There's a way to make a mamzer tor that his children should not become should not be mamzerim anymore. Because if this is a regular mamzer, you can say that the kids are also mamzer. But he says he has a way to make the children should become tor. Ketzad, mamzer shenosa shivcha. The answer is a man is a mamzer. Let him marry a shivcha. So locher is a vlad evet. The vlad has locher like the mud, like a shivcha. Then shichroi, when you free this evet, Nimtza ben Churin, the son is a regular ben Churin, a regular Jew now, and he has no psul of a mamzer on him. That's Reb Tarfin Shita. However, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer holds and says, Harei ze eved mamzer, no, true, the kid is an eved, but the psul mamzer still goes upon him, and he cannot be metayer. However, the loch is like Reb Tarfin, that the ben could become tor if the mamzer marries a shivcha. Yeah, Perek Dalet. Mishnah Aleph, Asora Yuchsin Olu Mibovel. 10 different type of Yuchsin, 10 different type of Mishpochis came up from Bovel, Teretz Yisrael. It means by the Bayis Hasheni, when Ezra Sofer left Bovel, he like cleaned out Bovel and took up all the Mishpochis, once all the Psulim, he took up Teretz Yisrael and left the Bovel to be knocked, to be clean, with only Mishpochis Mucheses. Now, when he went up, he took with him Kahanim, Kahane, Leviye, Yisraeli, these three. Then Chaloli, those Kahanim that became a Cholol. They were Noldu, from the wife, the mothers were psulm to the father. Let's say Goyin Amona got married to a Kohen Gadol, or also Grusha got married to a Kohen Hedyot. So if they have a son, their son is called a Cholol. That's called Chaloli. Who are then Geri? Means all the gerim, v'charure, a person was an eved kenani, and then he was mishacher, became free, became a ben Yisrael. That's called charuri. Then mamzeri, all the mamzerim, all the kids that were nailed from aroyis, the kedushin is not tofas boy. Who were then nesinim, where they were the givoinim that when nisgar b'me Yeshua, and they were called nesinim because the pasuk says v'yitnim Yeshua b'yemhu chait v'yetzim eshoy v'mayim. And Yeshua was Gozar, and who had been David also was Gozar, that they should not get married into Klal Yisrael. That were also, for Jews also to get married to them. That's called Nesine. And then Shtuki V'Yasufi. Shtuki is the Sofik Mamzerim, that we do not know who the father is. So shtuki means that when we ask the mother who was the father, who was the husband he came pregnant from, she shows us, she keeps quiet, she does not tell us. So you have a suffix whether the kids are moms or not. And the yasufi means bechlal, we don't even know who the mother is. We find the kid outside on the street, and we do not know who the parents were, so the suffix mamzerim. These are 10 different types of mishpachas of yuchsin. So lachra like this, that kahani levi yisraeli mutarim lov yizebzet, allowed in to marry, or kayin can marry levi or yisraelis can marry levi or kayin. These three are mutar to get married one to another. And now, Leviya Yisraeli Chaloli Geiri Vecharuri Mutarim Lovi Zebezeh. A Levi or a Yisrael is muta to get married to a Chalolim or to Gerim or to Charurim. Every Kanani, once he's a Meshacher, is like a regular Jew, he's muta. They're only muta to get married to a Kain. A Kain can't marry a Shivcha that was Mizgah, that was freed, or else a Gioris, a Kain cannot marry, or else a Chalolim. Chalolis, a Kohen cannot marry. Hey, these are ceremony to get to a Kohen, not to a Levi, to Yisrael. Therefore, a Levi and Yisrael is mutter to get married to Chaloli, to Geri, and to Charurim. What about Geri, Vecharure, Mamzeri, Nesine, Shtuke, Vyasufi, Kula, Motorim, Lor, Vzebzeh? Now, this mission holds that Kahal Gerim, Leikre, Kahal, and therefore Geri is mutter to get married to a Mamzer. And the same thing a Charuri also, an Eved Kenani is Meshacher, he's muta to get married to a Mamzer. Therefore, Gerim Charorim are muta to get married to Mamzeri and Nisini, Shtufi V'yasufi, because they're not called a Kal. The Yis and Nisini is also not to get married to a Kal, Yisrael. But these are Gerim Charorim are not called Kahal, therefore they're muta to get married one to another. Mishneh Beis. V'yelu hein Shtuki. What's considered a Shtuki? Then it's called Shumakiris Ima. We know who the mother is. But Vienim Makiris of, we do not know who the father is. That's called the Shtuki. As to say, like the father, because the mother keeps quiet, we don't believe her who the father is. So it's a suffix whether the kids are moms or not. Asufi. Then it's called Shenesaf Minashukhata. You find the kid outside in the street. Vienim Makiris, you do not know. Loyesav of Loyesim, you don't know his father, not his mother. So it's a suffix whether the kids are moms or not. Abishol hoyikaru l'shtuki beduki. Abishol yiskol l'shtuki beduki. Means to check him out to boidikim. Because the old, you have the right to check out the mother and to see what she says, who she became pregnant from. If she says she became pregnant from an Adam kosher, so the blood is also kosher, but I can believe the mother. But we have the Gemara in Ksubis, if Yeshuama, that let me be on the Chayim, but the Gemara in Blazer, they both said yes, Nemenis. Siros Abishol holds like Rabbi Gamliel and Blazer that we believe that she has a cheskes tyra, a cheskes kashrus, and therefore we believe it to say she was nivela lekoshela, and therefore the kid is called a kashra. So beduki means we have a right to check out the mother and believe her if she says the husband was a kashra man. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel, kol ha'asurim lovei b'kahal, any person that's also to get married to a Kal Yisrael, to a regular Jew. So, Motor and Lov Yisrael is there. They let her get married one to another. So, the Gemara explains what the Mishnah means, less like we had before Mishnah Aleph, that Mamzerim and Asinim and Shtukim Vasufin, that even though they're assumed to marry to regular Kal Yisrael, but they're Motor to get married one to another. And the Gemara says it comes to include also a Ger Amoni Muavi. Also, they're also to get married to a regular Yisrael, but the muta to Mamzerim and Nesinim. Reb Yehuda holds, no, it's also Samoras Masbet. Yehuda holds that a ger is also to Mamzeris, because Reb Yehuda holds that Kahal Gerim Ikre Kahal, therefore ger is also to Mamzeris. Reb Lezer says like this, Reb Eliezer Oimer, that Vadoyin Bevadoyin Mutter. A Vadei Mamzer is Mutter to Vadei Mamzeris, the Mutter. But he says, Bet Vadei Besveikah, but a Vadei Mamzer to a Sofik Mamzer. Real so Sveikah and a Sofik Mamzer to a Vadei, to Vadei, to Vadei Mamzeris. Was Sveikah Besveikah, and a Sofik Mamzer to a Sofik Mamzeris, like a Shtuki, the Nasufi. They're also, he holds, they're also Zelazer, because you have to be afraid maybe one is a mamzer and one's not a mamzer. Seals even a suffix is also lekahal. Fielu ein asveikas, what's the suffix mamzer that we had before, shtuki asufi, but the mother keeps quiet, there was a sufi, we don't know who the parents are. And then what did it say, zukusi, they're also bechlal the sveikas. Because the Gemara says that the Kusim, even though the Geri Yemesim, they were Jews, but they're not Bikim and Hilchas, Gitin and Kedushin. And therefore we have to be afraid that they're remarried without a kosher get, and therefore the kids are Mamzerim, that's called the Suffolk Mamzer. Mishnah Dalet. Hanoise Isha Kehenis. That means, let's say a Kohen wants to get married now, and his wife is a Bas Kohen, his wife is a Kehenis. So he has to check out to make sure she's mucheses. So lochurit sorach livdoi kachroi. You have to check after a yichus arba imois. You have to check out of four mothers. We'll soon see the mother, the grandmother. Shein shmoina comes out to be eight, like four from the mother's side, four from the father's side. You have to check out all the mothers to make sure neither of them came from a psul halolis or a psul mamzeris, to make sure this kohen now is marrying the mucheses. Now the Mishnah explains who are these eight. That's Imo. You have to first check out her mother, make sure there's no psul in the mother's mishpacha. V'yeim Imo, the grandmother. V'yeim Avi Imo, and the mother of the father of her mother. V'Imo, and the same thing, the mother of the father of her mother, and the mother of the father of her grandmother. Now V'yeim Aviha, the mother of her father. V'Imo and her mother. V'yeim Aviya Viya, and the mother of the father's father, V'yeima, and her mother. That's how you have these four, which comes out to be eight. And the moral explains the reason why you only have to check out the mothers and not the fathers, because by men we say if there's really a psul in his mishpacha, when men come to argue with one another, they speak out the psul. So it would have been Yidur, like the older men, the men that are psulim, it's Yidur, everybody knows the psul, because when they come to argue, they speak out the psul. So if it's not known yet, his psul, we have a right to say, is not psul. But by the mothers, the ladies were not sure. Therefore, since the kohen is also to get married to a kahan, to a chalolo, or to psulim, therefore he has to check out his wife before he gets married to them. But the opposite way around, let's say a kahanis wants to marry a Yisrael, she doesn't have to check if she wants to get married to Yisrael, to Levia, she doesn't have to check out, because lehuzeru, kahanis, lenosel psulim. It's only that the kohen, the man, can't marry psulim, but the isha, she could marry psulim. Then the Mishnah says, Leviyah of Yisraelis, let's say a kohen is getting married to a bas Levi or to bas Yisrael. And so far we're talking about where the kohen is getting married to a bas kohen. What's going to be if he's getting married to a bas Levi or to a bas Yisraelis? So mesif and aleim oidachas. Each way you have to go back and check out another mother, the great great grandmother you have to check out. Each one of these cases. So it comes out you have to check 12 mothers. Six from each tzad. The Mishnah Hey, Ein Boidkim Loimen Amizbech Olomalo. Let's say you're checking out, you want to marry this lady, and you're checking out her mother or grandmother, and you find out that one of them was married to a kohen that was Oved on the Mizbech, that did the Avoidus on Mizbech, so you don't have to check anything further, because any kohen that worked by the Mizbech, he was checked out well before he got that position, and therefore there's no Shemetz Psul in that Mishpacha. Let's say one of them was married to a Levi, and his avoidos in the Beis Hamikdash used to sing, they used to be on the duchen to say the shir. So also for sure he was in Mucheses, they checked him out, there's no psul shemitz, there's no psul in his mishpacha. V'loy min ha-Sanhedrin ulamal, if any one of them he checked up was the husband, was on the Sanhedrin, ha-Gedoylo, so also whoever got on there was checked out well before, there's no psul in his mishpacha. V'chol shehuchsuku ha-voysov mishaytri hirabim, anybody that the father was from the Shaitri Rab means he was appointed to be a position over the Rabbim. That means did the Dayonim, they were appointed to be Dayanim Omnis. So also, they always made sure there were no Psulim there. Therefore, you wouldn't have to check any further. The gaboy tzedaka, anybody in the mishpacha there was collecting tzedaka, also used mucheses. Now, masiyin lekuhuna v'yein tzorach libdek achreihem. Means any one of these we just mentioned, so locher is then a kohen's letter marry their daughter. Masiyin lekuhuna v'yein tzorach libdek achreihem, don't have to check them out any further. If there was mina mizbeach alamala, mina duchin, Rabbi Yosef Yosi says, af mi shoyichosim, aid the arke hayishona shotzipori. Like any person that ever signed to be an aid, the arkoi on the bezdin hayishona from the city Yishona, shotzipori, which was near the city Tzipori. Because the bezdin of that city were very careful, any aid that signed by them was a mecheses. So therefore, if you know that the father was mecheses that signed this bezdin, for sure, his daughter is also Mecheses, so kinds let her marry his daughter. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer, Av mi shoye muchtov biyistratya shemelech. Anybody was signed up to be part of the army of the king. But the Mor says, goes in Chayolusha beis David. So they were Mecheses, like the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, v'siyachsem b'tzvoba mechomo. So therefore, you can marry their daughter, a kohen's daughter marry their daughter. Yeah, Mishneh Vav. Bas Cholol Zohar is Psulim in Akuna Lierlim. Bas Cholol Zohar means if the kohen was a cholol. In other words, the Zohar means the husband, the kohen, he's a cholol. Meaning to say that his parents, yes, his father was a kohen and got married to a grusha, so he became a cholol. Now when he gets married, when this cholol gets married, the daughter that he has, she remains a halal li'ilam. That's called li'ilam. And if she has children, her children also remain a halal. It always goes down, the psul halal goes down, say to all the daughters, they have this psul that they become halalim. Yisrael shenosa halal. Let's say regular Yisrael that married a wife, that she was a halal. She was born from her parents were a kind of married grusha. Now, the halal, there's no issa for to get married. So therefore, Bita Sher Lakuna, since there's no Issa, there's no Avera right now, therefore her daughter remains kosher to a kohen. A kohen can marry her daughter. Now, what's going to be Cholol? If the husband is a kohen, he's a Cholol. Shenosa Bas Yisrael, he marries a regular Bas Yisrael. So Locher is still Bita Psul Lakuna. His daughter goes after the father. And since the father is a Cholol, the Psul goes down to the daughter, she remains a Cholol also. Reb Yudah says, Bas Ger Zohar, Kabas Cholo Zohar. That the daughter of a Ger, if the father is a Ger, since a Ger is Posel Lakuna, a Psul for Kuna, so then the daughter also has a Psul, and therefore she's also Posel for Kain to marry her. Mishneh Zayin, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Yisrael Shenosa Gyeris, or Yisrael that marries a Gyeris, Salocher is Bitak Sher Lakuna, since the parents are not doing any Yisa. So therefore we go boss of the father, since the father is a regular Yisrael, therefore the daughter is Kshayu Lakuna. V'ger shenosa bas Yisrael, what's going to be if the father was a ger, but he got married to a bas Yisrael, also bita Kshayu Lakuna, that the bita is Kshayu Lakuna, since one of them, since the mother is a kosher yid, so therefore she's also Kshayu Lakuna. Ava, what's going to be though, ger shenosa gyer, let's say both parents were gyerim, even though now they're both Jews, and then alochir is bita psu Lakuna. The daughter still remains post lakuna. She has looked like a ger, that a ger is post lakuna. What's going to be now? Echad ger v'yechad avodim mishachrorim. The same halacha applies to ger or to an eved, even after he becomes freed. Halacha is afilu ad asaroderis, even after ad asaroderis. That if both parents were avodim mishachrorim, or both parents were gerim, that the kids remain post lakuna. Ad until Shetayimam Yisrael. At least you have to have that the mother's from a regular Yisrael, then the kid also remains kosher lakuna. Rabbi Yosi says, Av ger shenosa gyeris bitel sher lakuna. Yosi yells that even a ger that marries a gyeris, so what? Since lemaisa now both parents are Jews, therefore the bitel, the daughter, is also kosher lakuna. Mishneches. Somebody says, B'ni ze mamzer, this is my son, and you know he's a mamzer. Now, he's moida, that this is his son, that he's a mamda, shenoloi me'erva, that he was born through an erva, he lived with an erva. The locher is ein anem, we don't believe the father. That since he's a korb, it's a benoi, so a korb is not an eman. V'yafilu shnei marim, even both of them say, al uba shebimayeho mamzeru, even both parents say that the wife is pregnant, not from the husband, but through somebody else, and therefore the kids are mamzer, ain't in the morning. Still, we don't believe them. It's a car of apostle, we don't believe him. We have Yudu, Yudu says, no, in the morning.